Some 1,600 years ago, a Spanish nun by the name of Egeria made a pilgrimage to Jerusalem for Holy Week. And she recounts in her journal how the crowd did exactly what we all did this morning. They gathered together on the Mount of Olives, they read from the Gospel just as we did, and with palm branches they proceeded from the city, from the Mount of Olives, to the city of Jerusalem, going down into the Kidron Valley up to Mount Zion. And of course, there they celebrated the Lord's entry into Jerusalem. We as Catholics have done this for centuries. It's a reminder to us of our own pilgrimage and the fact that, like the crowds, we might proclaim Jesus as our King and we say that we love Him deeply. Like the crowds, we can change our minds and, of course, we shout out, crucify Him every time we sin. But the fact remains that in that course of the week's time, Jesus, even more, wanted to offer up His life for humanity, and He did so. It's a reminder to us that our sinfulness can be forgiven, but we have to ask for it, that we can rise triumphantly with Jesus in grace if we allow Him to raise us up as He did Lazarus right before this entry into Jerusalem. Growing up in the 1970s and 80s, I didn't know it then, none of us did, but there was kind of a movement in the church that emphasized more the joyful aspect of Christianity. It was all about happiness and joy and peace and love and resurrection and forgiveness and all those wonderful things which are truly good in and of themselves, but sometimes it went so far as to become silly, as to even having clown masses where clowns would interpret the Gospels as being read during Mass. Everything was all about happiness, but nothing was about sacrifice. And I think we kind of took something away in that overemphasis on the joy, and that you can't really separate the crucifixion from the resurrection. You've got to have both of them together. And what I think has happened, either knowingly or unknowingly in the church, is that we forgot something that was even called for by the bishops of the Second Vatican Council, and that is the emphasis on the sanctity of the laity, that every person baptized into Christ has a call to holiness, not to silliness, but to holiness. And the question is, how do we become holy? Jesus Himself tells us, be holy for the Lord your God is holy, be perfect, the Lord your God is perfect, and of course by ourselves, we can't do that. And that's where we come to sacrifice. In fact, the word sacrifice itself means to make holy, and that's what happened to us. That Christ Jesus willingly gave Himself up to death, and it began on this Passion Sunday where He enters into the city of Jerusalem for that whole purpose, to suffer and to die and to rise from the dead. The people didn't realize it then, but we as Christians know that now. Jesus tells us several times in the Gospels, if you'd be my disciple, then take up your cross and follow me. And that's not a very easy thing to do. Point in case. On Ash Wednesday, every one of us in this church had a plan of action for Lent. There are these things we're going to do and these things that we're going to avoid. I'm going to go and confess my sins. I'm going to be a saint by Easter Sunday. How many of us have made it that way? Not one of us, including me. We all fall short. It happens. And Jesus knows that. But it still doesn't stop Him from telling us, take up your cross and follow me. Yes, you might drop it from time to time. I know that. Even He Himself fell under the cross. But He says, take it up again and persevere. That's not an easy thing to do. And sometimes it's not a very pleasant thing to do. You mean forgive somebody who wronged me so deeply? To love a person who doesn't love me? To give people who I think are undeserving? It goes on and on and on and on, where Jesus asks to give up something of ourselves that we simply don't want to do, or to accept some kind of suffering we'd rather avoid. We're human beings. It happens all the time. I had someone tell me once, you know, why all this talk about the Passion and the cross and death and suffering and penance? After all, the first symbol of Christianity wasn't the cross, it was the fish. And Jesus said, go out and become fishers of men. And how do you catch people? You catch people by joy. To which I responded, that might be true. But the fish is prey. A fish exists to feed something else. A fish is eaten by other fish. Fish are eaten by sharks and turtles. Fish are eaten by human beings. A fish has to die so that something else can live. And then the light bulb comes on. Same thing with the cross. Someone had to die so that we might live. And that's the sacrifice. Jesus willingly became like us in every possible way except sin. to accept your sin and mine on himself, to take it to the cross, to suffer and die, but most importantly, to rise again on the third day to make us something new. Now we understand what St. John the Baptist said, I must decrease so that Christ must increase, which means everything in me that is not of Jesus Christ, anything in me that is not of God, that must be killed, that must be crucified and destroyed so that I can rise to a new way of life. And St. Paul said that. All of us who are baptized into Christ Jesus are baptized into his death so that just as Christ was raised from the dead, we could live a new life, the life of holiness. As we heard in Philippians, he emptied himself, he took the form of a slave, coming in human likeness, found human in appearance, he humbled himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Jesus did this for us, we must do the very same for him, but also for one another, to humble ourselves, becoming obedient to the point of death, as difficult as it might be. He tells the apostles in the Garden of Gethsemane, wake up and pray. Pray that you may not undergo the test. And brothers and sisters, our sanctity is found in that. To rise from our sleep, to rise from our delusions that we're good as we are, and realize that we're not. We must become something greater. We must become the body of Christ. We must become Christ by allowing him to perfect us, to purify us, and make us holy. Being obedient to his commandments will not always be pleasant, but it's necessary. Enduring suffering is not pleasant, but necessary. But all these things produce the good fruits of joy and love and peace and patience and kindness. It's only by the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not anything human. It's something supernatural that is given to those who humble themselves and open themselves to the life that Christ gives by his suffering, by his death, by his resurrection. Rise from your slumber, be awake, and pray. Pray that you may not undergo the test, the temptation to abandon the cross and be your own person apart from Christ. It's not about us. Life is not about us. It's not about ourselves personally. It's not about self-exaltation. It's about Christ. It's about Christ, about one another, and about us being humble and letting Christ raise us by his grace. To the glory of God the Father, that we confess his name, that we rise and pray that he may help us to undergo the test and pass that test by our faith in him, picking up our crosses and following him to glory.